And I want to say hello to Hannah. Hey.
Hey. Hey, Robert.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having us.
And so tell us a little bit about this group. Well, let me ask you first about your own background. You're obviously a violinist. Were you classically trained?
Well, I basically started playing kazoo when I was 3, and then I decided to switch to violin because it just seemed to be a little more elegant. Then got interested in various styles of music. My grandmother is actually really into Eastern European folk music. She's Czech background, and so I would do all these kinds of Eastern European folk dancing, and we'd have a big hoedown kind of party in a different way than they do down south. And I got started with that. I spent some time over in Europe in my 20s and really got inspired a lot more with Nordic music, Middle Eastern, Eastern European. Also, staying in Minneapolis, they have a lot of that influence as well.
Yeah, Minneapolis is kind of the North American capital of Nordic. They have a big festival there, in fact, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. Every summer.
The Nordic Roots Festival.
Yeah. And so you were always kind of both interested in classical, Western classical, and European traditions, and then also into kind of beats and hip-hop and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
So I have, in addition to Kopal, I also have another project called Nixus, which is electronic-based. It's with a DJ producer, Haj. And so we have, we explore a lot of ambient and IDM, left field kind of breaks as well. I might have said that wrong. Sorry, Haj.
Well, that's okay. You're way out of my league already, let me tell you. Yeah. I can talk hard anger, but I can't talk IBM and breaks. Mm-hmm. IBM?
IDM.
IDM, yes.
Yes.
not International Business Machines. And, by the way, your website is kopalmusic.com or music.kopalmusic.com for CD. And so Kopal, where does that name come from?
The name is, it's an incense. It also signifies third eye vision. Kopal is a resin similar to amber. And if you burn it, it smells very, very sweet, kind of spicy, exotic. And the logo, the semicircle, like the kind of like a crescent with a circle, signifies a third eye. Uh-huh. And that, the origins, I don't know, it just seemed to be a nice, simple name. Somewhat easy to pronounce, although people don't always get it right, but that's okay.
did you have the name first, or did you have the band first? Did you like?
Well, this band has been through a few different iterations. It started basically as a project without one person, as a stem from another band, and then, you know, it's been through a lot of different iterations. We were based in Boston before, and then about 3 years ago moved to New York. So got a pretty cool cast of characters currently. They were all cool, but you know, this is the current New York version.
Was it hard for you? Now, so you studied music up at the New England Conservatory?
Yeah, part-time.
And was it hard to make the transition from Boston to New York as a musician? Or Boston is very interesting musically, too. Of course, New York is, on the one hand, there's so much opportunity, but it's also, like, so overwhelming and hard just to, you know, make enough to live and live decently from day to day. Like, was it hard to transition?
Somewhat. I don't know. I guess I did the part-time thing. I traveled back and forth from Boston to New York. I've been working with Carl Groman and Chris Brown in Boston, and then met Isabel, who is the New York cellist. And she's a huge reason why I decided to make the move to New York fully, in addition to Haj, which is the other project, Nixus. So for a while, there were two projects going, one in Boston, one in New York, and I just decided that that was a little too chaotic. I didn't have enough energy to run two different projects in two different cities. So decided to really focus on the home base being New York now.
But that's kind of nice. You also have kind of a base in New York, in Boston, in a sense. You just played, you were telling me before we started, a nice show with Delhi to Dublin up at the Middle East, right?
Yes. Yeah, we got the Middle East up. Fabulous show. Even for a rainy Wednesday night, the place was packed.
Yeah. Boston's a good music town.
Yeah.
I think. I like going up there. Sometimes New Yorkers disparage Boston. I personally love Boston. So. All right. Kopal is here live in studio at WFMU. Oh, and I didn't ask you, what was the first song that you played?
That was called Lazuli. That's one of our newer songs. It's not on any of the albums. It'll be in our next album whenever that happens. Soon. Send money.
And what's tell us about the next song you're going to do, and if there's anything you want to say about it.
This next song is called Magilia Dance, and it has a very kind of Eastern European gypsy feel. Lots of solos, lots of, you know, room to breathe. So we like to mix the kind of the off rhythms with showcasing everyone all the amazing talent that we have here.
Yes, indeed. All right, Kopau, live.